The United States has moved to block the sale of certain foreign-made drones, citing national security concerns, a decision that could have ripple effects for Canadian agriculture. Under new rules taking effect December 23rd, new drone models and parts listed on a federal covered list will no longer be approved for import or sale in the United States. Existing drones already in use are not affected. While this is a U.S. policy, the impact does not stop at the border. Many of the drones used by Canadian farmers rely on the same manufacturers, components, and North American supply chains now facing tighter restrictions. That raises the risk of higher prices, longer wait time for parts, and fewer technological options. It also complicates things for Canadian custom applicators and ag tech companies that operate on both sides of the border, where equipment that is legal in Canada may no longer be compliant in the U.S. As drones become a bigger part of crop scouting, spot spraying, and precision agriculture, this is another example of how trade and security policy can quietly shape costs and technology access on Canadian farms. I'm Sean Haney.